following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Whoa, it's one of those storm tracker vehicles.
And it looks like he's got Goodyear tires for superior handling in challenging weather.
Well, it's a good thing we both got Goodyears in conditions like these.
True, but we're in a car wash.
Hear that? Storm's getting worse.
That's just the hot wax.
Receive up to $160 off with mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires with your Goodyear credit card. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. Goodyear, more driven.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious. Vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic. He is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken. Not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. NFL draft next weekend. We'll be catching up with as many former Huskers that are trying to get drafted and are going to be on the cusp as we can in the next couple of weeks. Center Mike Caputo will be joining us later on towards the bottom of the hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show. In the second half of the program, Craig Sesker of USA Wrestling is going to join us. You know Craig from his work at the Omaha World Herald. Now works with the Mat. USA Wrestling writes many articles, one of the top in the country. The Olympic trials are this weekend in Iowa City, and you've got everyone from Rayvon Perkins, a youngster out of Omaha, to Rulon Gardner trying to make it, to Tervell Delognev trying to make it, and many more. And we'll break all that down with Craig in the second half of the show today. Plus, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up on the program. Tri-City Storm lost last night, and Daddy, how many times do you see this? So much made out of Adam Wilcox, and it's 6-4 last night. It's 2-2, 5.5 minutes into the game. It's 2-2, and then Waterloo gets three goals in the second unanswered. They scored four in a row, actually. Was up 6-2 early in the third. Too big for the Storm to come back from. But
you didn't expect that. No. I think that's, you know, you expected Wilcox to be great, as he's been most of the year since they've acquired him. Disappointment for the Storm. They got to get this next one, because the back's surely against the wall now. I mean, it's just 2 out of 3 deal. If they want to advance, they got to win the next one.
6:45 pregame, 7:05 faceoff tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Good or bad that all the Kentucky guys are going NBA?
Well, it's amazing.
I mean, if that is exact, I mean, that's what everybody's reporting, and that's what everybody kind of expects. But is that good or bad?
Well, it's bad if you're a college basketball fan and you'd like to see some of these kids around. You know, somebody said, I can't remember who it was the other day, that made an article or made a statement about, why don't they make it like college basketball? Or college baseball, excuse me. You want to go to the Major League Baseball out of high school? That's fine. There you go. But if it doesn't work out, you know, if you go to college, you've got to stay there for the 3 years, or until you put in 3 years, whether you redshirt or not. There's got to be a limit that you have to stay. The one and done deal, it kills it. But maybe Kentucky's good enough, they can just regroup and have another set of freshmen come in like those guys were this year and get another run in the tournament. Now, that's the other side of it. I mean, if you're a Kentucky fan, I mean, you start following this team after football season, you just got all their names down and they're all gone. That can't be a whole lot of fun.
Well, winning national championships. Yeah, you can't pick and choose. You want to win a national title, so you win a national title. But, yeah, how famous are those guys? You didn't get to really know them, and whatever the case may be. But
well, you're gonna retire any of those jerseys?
Probably Anthony Davis if he becomes a stud in the NBA. That's kind of how things go too. Yeah, he was good here, but he was way better in the NBA. Let's retire his jersey.
True.
Michael Jordan played here 1 year. Let's retire his jersey at North Carolina.
Yeah, you understand that. I guess they bring in so much money for the university that that's probably something they deserve as well. But it's a weird deal, and it only affects about, 10 players a year? 15 total that it affects, really, that are at that elite level that they can make that jump to the NBA? When they're all in one team, though, it does certainly raise an eyebrow to what's going on there. And we'll see if they can regroup and Coach Cal can get another recruiting class like he had last year.
And I know what your plan is tonight. 3 hours of the National Football League releasing the 2012 schedule, a three-hour show on ESPN, and your NFL Network, I'm sure, will have plenty on it as well. We know who they're playing. We just don't, and we know if they're home or away. We just don't know what day. Here's the big thing, though. I will say this. You can make a joke out of it. It's something to kill time. It's either that or they put on another damn Yankees baseball game. So here we go. Husker fan, this is when you watch to catch that double dip. You're going out to UCLA. Is there a Raiders game? Is there something to check while you're out there? You're going to any of the Big Ten away games, like last year when you went up to Minnesota and Green Bay.
When Nebraska goes to Northwestern this year,
Bears be home the next day. Yeah, and so you'll be looking at that for your travel plans and making a weekend out of it and getting your flights booked because now I don't. Going to Chicago is not a big thing. There's flights going all the time, and I think you can still find. But kind of prepare yourself for that. If you are a Husker fan that likes to travel or even just want to make that one trip this year, you want to pay attention tonight to correspond, get that Nebraska road schedule out, and then take a look at what the NFL schedule is for those teams in that area. And you go from there, the Bengals, the Browns, the Vikings, the Packers,
The Lions, if you want to see Sue, course, and you go to Michigan State.
Obviously, so much of that to look at tonight, and you hope that to one or two of those at least fall in your lap.
If you're lucky, if you look and go, how is it possible? It's a Monday night game. You stay an extra day. There you go.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Great, pretty good baseball. You know, the Royals have been giving up so many runs. Doug, I just want to throw this at. They go up against Verlander last night. Duffy gives up a leadoff home run behind the eight ball, but they battle back, and it's 1-0, 1-1. Then it's 3-1 most of the way. They scratch a run across in the ninth, load the bases. Alex Gordon's at the plate. And, you know, you're thinking Verlander's control hasn't been all that great. But he dials in an 88. You're looking at this 97. He's throwing 120 pitches. The guy's in the ninth inning. Jim Leland goes out. He wants to finish the deal. He wants to get a complete game. The bullpen hadn't been good the day before. He paints one on the inside corner to Alex Gordon at 88, a changeup at 88 mile an hour. Most people dream about throwing a ball 80 miles an hour. He paints a changeup at 88. Then he comes back the exact same spot with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside. I mean, you couldn't have – where he was trying to throw it could not have been a quarter of an inch off of where he threw that ball. And Alex Gordon, I mean, they ring him up, and the game ends. 3-2, Royals baseball again tonight, can be heard in the breeze. But I just thought Verlander, obviously a Cy Young Award winner, you know you're getting one of the best in the game. This early in the year – he gets 131 pitches. I think they said 132 or 134 was his career best. But
if he was throwing a no-hitter, would he yanked him after the 100th pitch, right?
No, but when they loaded the bases, when I texted you last night, it was like, that might be why they take the guy out. He had in trouble all night. He gets into the ninth. The Royals load the bases, and Quintero gets a base knock. Somebody else get a base knock. He was walking people, and some of the pitches weren't relatively close when he was walking them. But that might have been one of the reasons those guys take those guys out and turn it over to their bullpen. Now, if your bullpen sucks like the Royals, if you put Broxton out there, I don't know what that does either.
That's just it.
I'm throwing every piece of junk I can, Tepper. I got enough for one more.
Very true.
Jimmy Vaughn. We need Rick Vaughn. If you want to have fun, though, when you get that season started, you go and you look at those standings because there's always something quirky. American League East, you pull it up today from top to bottom, not bottom to top. Baltimore, Toronto, Tampa Bay, the Yankees, Boston. Now, they're all within two games of each other, but...
And that guy that's got that Toronto Blue Jays ticket at Mandalay Bay is smiling right now.
Yeah, well, they're 5-4. Then you see the Angels struggling a little bit in the West, obviously. In the East, you got Washington leading the way. That never has happened before, so they're up there, followed by the Mets. Then you got Philadelphia and the Marlins at the bottom of the pack there. In the Central, there's nothing too surprising there. The Cubs are on the bottom, and St. Louis is on top. And out in the West, the Dodgers off to that great 9-1 start. In Arizona, 7-3, they're right there. And the Padres, they're already at the bottom at 3-8.
What are the Giants that I picked?
They're 4-6.
4-6.
Lincecum looked like they were going to go to 3-7 last night, but Lincecum settled down after the first inning and got that 5-2 win. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the number if you'd like to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. You'll also need it for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox at any time, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, Mike Caputo is going to join us in just about 10 minutes, and then we're going to be chatting with Craig Sesker of TheMat.com, USA Wrestling, coming up on the program. Nebraska does pick up a pretty big football recruit. We talked about they thought they had a good weekend, even though they didn't get to play the spring game, but Scout.com says that A.J. Natter is the top football player in the state of Wisconsin.
You know, any time you're going up against those other Big Ten schools, one of their home states, and you've got offers from Michigan State, Michigan, Wisconsin, among others, that's huge, I think. And he goes in there Friday night. He said he felt good in the hotel and didn't want to wait any longer. Said he felt like the weight of the world is off his shoulders. Went into Coach Papucci's office and said, I'm signing here. And then there's a quote in the article that says basically, no, I'm not one of those people that changes my mind. I can't imagine playing football anywhere else. So not like he's on the waiver wire and someone could tip him down the road. But that is a good, good, solid commit for the Cornhuskers going in there and getting one out of somebody else's backyard.
Yeah, lives just about a half hour away from Madison and the Wisconsin Badgers, who had offered as well as Michigan State and Minnesota and Purdue and Iowa and Oregon and Boston College, ranked as the 13th best defensive end nationally, which still only gets you 4 stars, by the way.
Well, it was another recruiting service, had him as a 88th overall, and he was a 3-star. So, yeah, however that works.
Sounds like a kid that has got a lot. I mean, there's been some good stories on a variety of recruiting websites that you can look at there. And, Daddy, big news last night. Could you pull up the box score, Jeffrey, of last night's Golden State basketball game? Mikey Moore making his return to the NBA, signing that coveted 10-day contract yesterday with the Golden State Warriors.
Where had he been at, did it say?
A 12-year veteran, been injured since the end of the 2010 season, okay. Ripped his season away, but had been playing for the NBA Developmental League, the minor leagues, the AAA of basketball, for those Idaho Stampede. 11 points, over 7 rebounds a game, shooting 55% from the floor, so he was playing well. A 3-year starter for the Huskers under Danny Nee in the 1990s, mid-90s, but just short of 1,000 career points at 986.
Got to give him a few more. Got to get him a few more. It's interesting because, you know, Mikey Moore, Nebraska hasn't had a lot of people in the NBA. He's one of the few, Tyronn Lue and Strickland and those guys. But little Nebraska basketball talk, you know, Tom Chattel's article today in the World Herald.
Oh, Mikey, before you go off on a different tangent here, 2 points for Mikey last night, 9 minutes, 5 fouls.
Good job. Get in there, and maybe he was tired.
Four boards, one assist.
I mean, but I think this is a little positive momentum. You know, you say it's a 10-day contract. Well, he's still in the NBA. They bring those kids in from Chicago. Supposedly, according to Chattel's article, they tweeted some awful nice things. Jahlil Okafor saying, "I love Nebraska ball." You know, that's one of the things that they're trying to sell now is Nebraska ball and bring it around the facilities. And then Chattel says basically, hey, whether they get those kids or any of those six kids on that team that they have ties to or not, at least those kids are talking to it, talking about it on Twitter, maybe opening up some of those other kids' eyes that Nebraska is a pretty good, as far as facilities go, and as far as the coaches are open to coaching them, stepping in there and contributing, that's good for Nebraska ball.
Hey, let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia right now. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We've got a variety of trivia questions here. And if you get it right, then you will win a $25 gift card for any of the tasty yum-yums, whether it's prime rib or ham or snack sticks or bacon or just some good steaks from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Go to the Dent Popper inbox. Scott says Linscomb gave up four runs in the first, and they lost 5-2, not win. So thanks for keeping me honest on that one. Let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Troy.
Troy, here we go. Mikey Moore. We were just talking about him, former Nebraska basketball standout. Not counting Golden State, who he just signed a 10-day contract with. How many NBA teams has Mikey Moore played for before signing with Golden State?
Four.
It is not four. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Doug and Carney.
Doug, now Mikey Moore signed with Golden State, former Husker basketball player, 10-day contract yesterday. Before that, not counting Golden State, how many different NBA teams had Moore played for in his 12-year career?
Five.
It is not five. Ooh. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Ken.
Ken, how many NBA teams before Golden State had Mikey Moore played for?
Two.
That was Daddy's guess, and that is incorrect. But try back, 888-455-3776. Hope you're keeping track at home. How many different NBA teams before this signing with Golden State had Mikey Moore played for? What's your guess?
Six.
Six is incorrect. Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Moore has appeared in 557 career games. He averages 5.8 points and 3.9 rebounds per game since reaching the league as an undrafted free agent. Shocker there.
Does he make more in 10 days than he did the rest of the whole year in Idaho?
I don't know. I hope he's getting paid by the foul because, man, 9 minutes, five fouls. Let's go with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Ken.
I got to ask you a different question now. We're going to Tri-City. You got one, Daddy?
I've got one. Okay. We're talking about the NFL draft in the next couple, 3 weeks leading up to it.
Well, a couple weeks.
You know anything about the NFL draft, Ken?
Not a whole lot.
Andrew Luck is going to be the number one overall pick. Everybody concedes that. Andrew Luck's father was drafted as a second rounder. Which team drafted Oliver Luck?
It ain't Terry Luck, but how about Pittsburgh anyway?
It's not Pittsburgh. Thanks for crying.
Try back. 888-455-ESPN. So you got a 1 in 32 chance. For you, probably same for me because that's how many basketball. I don't even know how many NBA basketball teams are there. Who we chatting with?
Chase.
How many different NBA teams has Mikey Moore played for before signing with Golden State?
Three.
It is not three. Try back. 888-455-3776. It is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. What position did Oliver Luck play?
Quarterback.
Okay, he was a quarterback. Who we chatting with?
Dave.
How many different NBA teams has Mikey Moore played for before signing with Golden State yesterday?
Seven.
It is not seven. 888-455-3776.
Because if you don't go higher, I mean...
Well, everybody's been going higher. There are about three numbers out there that haven't been, maybe four numbers between 0 and 10 that haven't been guessed yet. Let's go to the phone lines again as we do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Kent.
Kent, Daddy, ask him your question.
Who did Oliver Luck get drafted by? Andrew Luck's father?
Houston Oilers.
Well, you are correct. It was the Houston Oilers. He served as a starter in 83. The only time he saw action as a starter. Congratulations, stay on the line. Then he was Warren Moon's backup.
Cool. So, yeah, stay on the line. Thanks for the call. Jeff will hook you up with a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. Okay, Golden State for Mikey Moore. Before that, Detroit and Boston and Atlanta and New Jersey and Utah and the Los Angeles Clippers and Seattle, who doesn't even have a team anymore, and Sacramento for a grand total of 8 NBA teams that Mikey Moore played for.
So Golden State is the 9th one. He's went through a third of the league almost.
Attaboy.
I would have said Boston and the Clippers were the only two that I
remember he played for Detroit.
Okay.
He played for Detroit when they were a good team in the playoffs, Ben Wallace and those guys. Yeah, he played for them. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway is there for you all the time. Midway, think Midway.com. Maybe it's time to get your oil changed. Maybe you need a little maintenance, but if you just need the oil change, which I do, so I got to swing by the guys here this week, is get that taken care of. Midway will get you in and out in less than 30 minutes. You don't even need an appointment. They appreciate when you do call, make that appointment. They know when you're coming in, but you don't need it. You're driving around. You got some time to kill. You're in town. Hey, got to drop dad off at the doctor's office for a little appointment. Go get the oil change. Pick him up. There you go.
In and out. They do it at Midway.
All right, that's all you got to do. Then you swing by the chicken coop, grab a little lunch, you go home. But the Midway Auto Dealerships are there for you. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram on South 2nd Avenue. Check them out today.
Hey, we're Mike and Mike. And you know something? My buddy Golic here knows a thing or two about protection. It's what kept him from getting to the quarterback so many times in his career.
Yeah, that's funny, Greeny. But when it comes to electronic security, protection is no laughing matter. That's why Protection One, the nation's second largest security company, takes your security personally. Whether you need security for your home, your business, or for thousands of locations across the country, Protection One prides itself in providing truly personal service to all its customers.
Right, like same-day service, on-time installations, and knowledgeable professional employees.
And when you have a question, call them up and get a real person on the phone.
Right, you don't get that with the other guys.
That's right. For intrusion, fire, video, and access control security, you should call Protection One today at 866-766-1881.
And if you're unsatisfied with your current security provider, you should switch to Protection One. To get a free consultation and a lower rate, call 866-766-1881 or visit ProtectionOne.com. That's 866-766-1881.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
How much?
Nobody likes surprise repair charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost a half century of experience to solve most problems. AutoTech Specialist is a Napa Auto Care Center. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles, and every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Surprised? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialist at 25th and Avenue I for no surprises. Find out all about ATS on Facebook.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Since Hockey took over,
I think we've had success against most teams. We've done really well.
I have a lot of confidence. I mean, I like playoffs. Those are the funnest games.
We'll dig our way out of Waterloo, and we'll find a way to advance. That's the spot we're in right now, so we got to find a way.
With a new coach and a magic number on a banner, the Tri-City Storm prevail, and we'll be in the USHL playoffs. Coverage of the Storm's first round on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. Sports and the Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, shot-by-shot, save-by-save broadcast started 6:45 on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tonight.
Partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with highs around 74. Southwest winds also develop at 10 to 20. Tonight there's a slight chance for a shower storm developing with a low at 48. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 59.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, rolling along on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along with us. If you'd like to fire into the program, Dent Popper Inbox, home of the armor lining. You got out a winner, which wasn't too bad, but maybe it's time as you wash that car up now with the weather nice, and you see, whoa, well, what is this? You don't want to be driving around all summer like that. Check him out at the Dent Popper and the email address, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
Now, one of the things was a mainstay in that offensive line the last couple years for the Huskers was number 58 in the center position, Mike Caputo.
He was okay.
He joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, great to catch up with you, Mike. Thanks so much for the time. How important is the spring game? Everybody wants to know how it affects the players. We know there's a little side wagering going on from time to time with the new organization, but let's say that last year the spring game would have got washed away. How disappointed would you have been?
Obviously the spring game is a fun game to play in, but it's really the last opportunity to get evaluated in spring. Spring is about fundamentals and working on the basics and stuff like that. So a great opportunity to show the coaches and stuff like that, how far you came in spring and how ready you are for fall, because it's really the last time they get to evaluate you.
Mike, one of the things, obviously, playing there 2 years, that was not a question going into fall camp a year ago. We knew you were going to be the center. You were the man there. You were the quarterback of the offensive line. This year is totally different. There's a lot of people vying for that spot. Do you think Pensick is a guy, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think that both of them are great players. I think Cole's been there a lot longer. He's a great football player, and Jackson is a great option too. He came over from the D line just like Cole did a while back. But they're both great players. They're good athletes, and I think it'll be good to have competition, and the best guy will play in the fall.
Mike, everybody wants to either raise Taylor up on a pedestal, or they want to throw him under the bus. You have to work with him, or had to work with him every single day. What about his maturation process? And I'm on the one where I think he always caught way too much flack. Just your thoughts on Taylor, and now that he's finally probably at a maturation spot going into his junior year.
Yeah, Taylor's been the guy now. This will be going into his third year, and he's doing a great job. And he's just going to keep on getting better, and I think that he's going to have a really good year this upcoming fall.
Mike, when you're the leader of that offensive line, and you're the one up there calling, I mean, are there things that you got to tell the left guard, the right guard, blocking schemes and whatnot? What goes in when you get to the offensive line at Nebraska?
There's always adjustments and things that the defenses are going to change and give you different looks on different plays, and so you adjust the scheme and not the scheme, the blocking patterns and things like that, or how to pick up a blitz or things like that. So, but we all work together. And what was nice about last year was we had a good group of guys that were all on the same page and things like that. So, if, Marcel saw something, or Yoshi saw something, or things like that, we were all working together. So it was nice. And I'm sure that this year there'll be a new dynamic to it. But they'll get it figured out, and that was what spring was for, and they'll just get rolling the fall camp. So,
former Nebraska center Mike Caputo, is it weird? Did it fly by? I know when you're in the middle of running drills and stuff, and you're winded or coming out of weightlifting, you're thinking, boy, this sucks. I got buddies that aren't on this team that are doing other things, partying, going out for pizza, and we're busting our ass in here. But looking back now, did it fly by?
Yeah, it really did. I can remember my very first workout, actually. all the way back to my freshman year. And, you know, it's crazy how things have changed, you know, just from my first year here to my senior year and being on different sides of things and, you know, just watching how the program's changed and adapting and stuff. And I really enjoyed my time in Nebraska, and I loved it. So, but what I'll miss the most is definitely the guys.
When you come out of your first practice, what's the conversation with your dad like when you call him?
It's always good. It's like having a coach at home, kind of, you know. He's my dad's been absolutely unbelievably supportive of me and everything I wanted to do, whether that's football or anything else. And, you know, we've developed a really good relationship, and I got an unbelievable support staff with my family.
Now, Doug, that's interesting because whether you're a five-star, whether you're a walk-on, you go to that first practice, and your confidence level is probably not all that high, and you got to be thinking, what exactly did I get myself into here?
Mike Caputo is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Mike, let the folks know what you've been up to since the bowl game, since your football college football career came to an end.
You know, I've just been working out. I just spent a couple weeks down in Kansas City working out with Will Shields on some technique stuff and things like that. And now I'm back in Lincoln just working out, trying to get, you know, stronger, faster, all that good stuff, and give the next level a shot.
Holy. If you're going to work out with somebody, Will Shields is a good man to work. How did that come about, Mike, just when he was back? Did the coaches make a call? Was it a family thing?
I played in an all-star game at the end of the – at the end of my season down in California called the NFLPA Bowl. And he was the offensive line coach, and I got to know him a little bit then. He's a super, super nice guy, first class. Awesome guy, and he gave me the opportunity to come down and work on position stuff with him, and he's the absolute master of it. So I'm just trying to learn and trying to figure out what he's doing. So,
kind of expand on that, Mac or Micah. What did Will maybe teach you that you didn't even find out while playing at the university?
You know, we talked about hands and how to hand fight and aiming points to look at guys when they're in their stances and to land your hands in the right spot and how to hand fight, how to see if they got a high hand or a low hand and how to get rid of it and how to replace it and stuff like that, and different footwork and angles and how to negotiate space is what he preaches. It's not necessarily overpowering guys or things like that, but take them further than they want to go in the direction they want to go and stuff like that. And so it was definitely awesome. I definitely learned a lot. So,
Mike, if you think back to the offensive line, it was a lot of walking wounded a year ago, but you were one guy that basically you – I'm sure you're beat up and banged up at times, but you played through it and basically stayed on the field the whole time. How's your body feel now?
Yeah, you know what? That's a part of the position we play is playing through stuff. And, you know, every guy, every year, you could probably go back through every, you know, offensive line at Nebraska or any college, and there's guys that are playing banged up, and that's just a part of the position. And, you know, it's kind of a rite of passage, I guess.
Mike Caputo with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Mike, fans always want to be a Cornhusker. Us media folks always want to be a Cornhusker. A few of them are or had been Cornhuskers. What was the coolest thing about being a Nebraska football player?
Just the relationships that I've built through the team and the guys, and going through the hard practices like you were talking about earlier and stuff like that with the guys like, you know, Marcel and Spencer and Ricky and Hick and all the guys that I can remember and Slauson from the years past. So, you know, just things like that are definitely what I'll remember the most and what I enjoyed the most. And also, you know, the family thing has been cool too.
Slauson teach you how to put on the face paint or what? How's that work?
No, man, I couldn't do that. No. But he's a great guy too. He went back to New Jersey, I want to say like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mike Caputo with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right, next week, NFL draft. What are you hearing? What are you kind of hoping for in your heart? Is it a free agent round, a late round? What are you hearing?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm projected late round to free agency, but honestly, I just want to get into a camp and you know, work really hard and try to stick around. So I just want to do my best.
Who was your favorite team growing up? You got a pro team?
No, I got any team. I don't care. I just want to play.
That sounds pretty popular. You just want an opportunity to get your butt on the field and contribute to somebody and make that 53-man roster. That'd be awesome. Mike, well, we're going to be following you next week. It's been great getting to know you a little bit, and I appreciate the relationship we've built.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Take care, Mike. Best of luck. Mike,
all right, thank you.
You bet. Take care. Former Husker, right out of Millard North High School, Mike Caputo, big 5'8", who was the number one guy on that line. Without him, there would have been people thought there were troubles.
Right.
Not at the center position. Mike Caputo joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You got Dennard, David, Crick. And all three of those are expected to go in the first three rounds, maybe even the first two. And then after that, there is a big-time fall-off. Many people believe that's it, those three. And then don't expect to hear anybody's name on Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. But Caputo might be one of those guys that does get called sixth, seventh round.
Yeah, you hope so. And you hope just for an opportunity, like you said. I think if you go back to last year, and I think many people remember this, it was a Sunday Tom Chattel World Herald article about going back and his dad, Tony, getting a chance to sit down with him. And like he said, the support that his dad gave him through this whole process, you know, coming from Omaha, playing at Millard North, great program there, going to Nebraska. It was one of those fun articles of the year that I think a lot of people read and a lot of people really liked. And his dad's a fun guy to be around, and a lot of energy in the Caputo household.
Folks, it is a Tuesday, and every Tuesday night at the Chicken Coop, you come in for a wing basket night, but you don't have to wait till tonight. They've got lunch specials every single day, Monday through Friday. You can catch the early baseball games that are on and rehash everything that's going on in the world of sports in front of their big-time HD TVs. There's not a bad seat in the house, and as we said, there's great food and drink specials every night. Wednesday night, Big Burger Night. Tonight is Tuesday night, and that means Wing Basket Night every Tuesday night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. For just $5, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. Try different ones. Try one you haven't tried before. Maybe you'll get a new favorite. It's only $5. Take some friends, take some family, take the kids out. Maybe after baseball practice today, you're heading to the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. When we come back, we take it up another notch with the Olympics. Right after this, Craig Sesker will join us from USA Wrestling to preview the Olympic trials this weekend in Iowa City.
Live from Progressive.
First caller.
Hi, I just broke up with my boyfriend.
I think you called the wrong number, but Progressive.com lets you compare our rates with our competitors, so there are other fish in the sea.
Really?
Yeah, you'll find someone.
No, you can really compare rates at Progressive.com.
Wow, you got over that quickly.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Start going green and saving some green with Bridgestone fuel-efficient Ecopia tires. Now through April 29th, when you buy four Ecopia or Eco product tires, you'll receive your choice of a $70 American Express reward card or a Kindle Touch. Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Kindle devices are given away on behalf of Bridgestone Americas. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Certain limitations apply. Visit BridgestoneTire.com/promotion for complete terms.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and of course the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308 234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with highs around 74. Southwest winds also develop at 10 to 20. Tonight there's a slight chance for a shower of storm developing with a low at 48. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 59.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. Just another good note, and we appreciate these at any time. Always like to keep up to date on all the athletes from the area. Jake Grease, a redshirt freshman hammer thrower from the Nebraska track team out of Grand Island Northwest, received the Heroes Leadership Award and highest academic honor medal from UNL this last weekend. That was one of the Student Athlete Banquet Awards. Congratulations to Jake Grease out of Grand Island Northwest. Folks, we'll take those anytime. Appreciate that in the Dent Popper inbox. Also, as we told you last month, Amy Stevens stepped down as the head women's basketball coach at Drake University, and they are set to hire a former Iowa basketball player to return home, introducing Jenny Lillis Baranczyk at a news conference this afternoon. She spent the past two seasons on the staff at Colorado, where she went after coaching at Marquette. Stevens had been there for 9 years after being at UNK for eight and then the University of Nebraska. And also, perfect transition into our next guest, South Dakota State has hired former national champion wrestler at Iowa State, Chris Bono, to take over their program. And Craig Sesker, USA Wrestling, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Craig, good morning.
Morning, Doug. How you doing?
Well, hey, great to catch up with you. South Dakota State's got a new wrestling coach. Is that big news?
Jason Lyles had been there for a number of years, and they had recently transitioned from Division II to Division I. And Chris Bono, of course, had been the head coach at Tennessee Chattanooga, and then he had left there and went to Iowa State and was an assistant there, his alma mater. And I think it's a good hire. You know, Chris is, you know, kind of a fiery guy. He brings a lot of energy. So I think that's a good fit for South Dakota State.
Craig, obviously, I want to chat a lot about the U.S. Olympic trials that are coming up this weekend in Iowa City. Obviously, no matter what the sport, it's going to be huge in that community. You come to Omaha for the swim trials, it's huge for the swimming fans and whatever the sport may be. But wrestling, obviously, very popular in the Midwest. How is this being received in Iowa right now? I know you're right in the middle of going through some staff meetings and things like that. Are we going to be sold out for all the sessions? And how excited is the United States for this meet this weekend?
Well, Doug, it's gone extremely well. They've already broken the attendance record. I'd heard a report they're close to 12,000 tickets sold. And I believe the capacity for the event is 13,000 plus. So I think there's pretty good chance, you know, every seat may be filled when the tournament starts on Saturday. And as you mentioned, you know, Carver Hawkeye Arena, you know, home of the University of Iowa, you know, one of the top college programs in the country. And you know, there's a number of Iowa guys that have a chance to do well. And you know, it's been amazing the support that people have shown, and it's going to be an outstanding event.
When I'm thinking of an event this magnitude, I'm thinking Monster City, and it's a big city. How many years in advance did they plan on Iowa City hosting this?
I think they've known for roughly a year. And there was a bidding process. There were a number of great candidates. I think there were six cities that were finalists. There were a few more cities than that had bid on it. So, you know, they've done a really good job of pumping it up and promoting it, you know, during the Iowa University of Iowa college season. And, you know, obviously we've been pumping it up, you know, through our various publications and websites. And so it's, you know, they've done just an amazing job. I mean, it's, you know, I think, you know, if we get a sellout, it's going to be really big for the sport.
Craig, my wrestling knowledge, I'll be honest, especially on the Olympic level, very, 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 very minuscule. But everybody wants to know, will Rulon make weight?
Well, when Rulon says he's going to do something, you know, it usually happens. So I talked to him Thursday. I wrote a story on him. He's within striking distance. You know, obviously he's had to come down a long ways. He was under 300 when he was on The Biggest Loser, and then when he left the show, you know, he put a little bit of the weight back on, and he's done a great job out here. Our coaches are really happy. He's been training twice a day, and really followed the plan. And you know, he's always been a hard worker, and you know, he's one of the best guys around. He's a great ambassador for wrestling, and you know, I really think he's going to do it. When I talked to him Thursday, you know, he said it's going to be tough, but you know, Rulon's just one of these guys. You know, if people doubt him, that just lights a fire under him, and I think he's got a pretty good chance to be there.
Talking with Craig Sesker here with USA Wrestling. You can see a lot of his work on themat.com and a variety of places with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I guess this is the curious thing to me, Craig. You see Rulon Gardner. I see you've got an article up on Dennis Hall, who's a 41-year-old trying to make his fourth Olympics. Do these, I guess, for lack of a better term, old men have a chance, and is it good for the sport of wrestling? Are we weak right now that these guys have a chance? Just your overall thought on that.
You know, Dennis Hall's one of these just rare breeds. He's a guy that, you know, has always been in tremendous shape. He's still a coach. He still works with a lot of world-level athletes. You know, he was coaching at the World Championships last year in Turkey, and, you know, I was joking around with him. He was staying in our hotel, and I said, man, you look like you could still go out there and, you know, hold your own, and he just kind of laughed. But I think in the back of his mind, he was thinking about coming back, and he's a guy that's just a very strong, tough, hard-nosed physical wrestler that's, you know, he intimidates guys, you know, and he may win some matches just because, you know, guys are a little intimidated. He's got a, you know, tremendous resume, and, you know, just talking to him yesterday, he got me pumped up. He just, you know, he says, you know, why else would I wrestle? You know, I want to win this thing. I want to make the Olympic team. And to your question about the team, you know, usually in the Olympic years you see guys come back that haven't wrestled a lot. You know, Henry Cejudo that won the Olympics in 08, you know, he hasn't really competed much, but he's coming back for another shot. It's just the Olympics is such a premier event, and, I mean, it's just, you know, it's such a thrill to be on that team. And you know, we've got a really good wrestler, Dennis Hall's weight, Ellis Coleman. He's a two-time junior world bronze medalist. And he did a move called the Flying Squirrel that was on ESPN, like best of the best, and a lot of people saw it. And, you know, Rulon Gardner's weight class, we have Jermeil Byers, who's a world champion, who was a world silver medalist just a couple of years ago. So we've got some pretty good guys. I think some of these guys, they just, you know, they're so competitive, they just can't get it out of their system. And then, you know, the Olympics come around, and they just want to give it one more shot.
Got it. The way this was going, I thought Tom McCann was going to be on a mat here pretty soon. He probably will, just not in his singlet.
Well, it's interesting.
He hasn't qualified, so he wouldn't be able to get in. But
I'm going to try the Flying Squirrel on Doug after we get off the show.
You go right ahead. Call 911
now. You won't see Rulon. Doug, you won't see Rulon trying a Flying Squirrel, I can assure you that.
Yeah, I don't want to see Daddy try it either. Doug and Daddy Show. What about, what's the most interesting? I mean, we've got women, we've got freestyle, we've got Greco-Roman. For the fans that are listening that are just used to going to high school or the collegiate UNK meet or the Huskers, this is a whole different body of work. What is going to interest you the most this weekend?
Well, you've got some great storylines going on in Nebraska. I don't know if you're going to mention that, but Tervel Dolagnev,
yep,
is one of the top heavyweights in the world. He beat Tamazov from Uzbekistan last year at the World Championships, and he's a two-time Olympic champion, and Tervel ended up placing fifth. He's been third in the world. Somebody told me they're bringing a bus of load of fans from Kearney. There's like 65 people that bought tickets, and he's really, really hitting his peak right now, and he's gotten bigger, he's stronger, he still moves really well for heavyweight, and he's a legitimate threat to win the Olympics if he makes the team. And one of the guys he's going to have to battle is his old college nemesis, Les Sigmund, wrestled at UNO, and Les made the 2010 world team. He beat Tervell in the finals, and then Tervell came back to make the team last year. So you may see those guys knocking heads. And then, of course, you know, the best wrestler, I think, you know, maybe in the world for any country right now is Jordan Burroughs, who wrestled for Nebraska and, you know, won an NCAA title last year and then just made an unbelievable progression over about 4 or 5 months and ended up winning a world title. And, you know, Jordan's the favorite to win the Olympics. And he's just, he's a tremendous young man. He's just got a great personality. And he's a guy that really can help the sport just because he's wrestles a wide open attacking style. And he's fun to watch. And he's just, you know, when he does interviews, he's funny and he's personable. So, you know, there's some really good storylines going on out there.
Craig, Tervell's ranked number one, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's such a huge, huge advantage, correct? Can you explain that to the folks?
Well, he'll be the number one seed, and then he'll, you know, if he gets to the finals, it'll probably be Les Sigmund, and then Steve Mocco, who was a 2008 Olympian, was a two-time national champion in college. And, you know, Steve and Tervell have had some pretty good battles. Tervell's kind of had the upper hand. But, you know, so Sigmund and Mocco more than likely will have to battle it out, and then the winner would get to the final. So that's an advantage there where, you know, Tervell will still have to wrestle a pretty quality opponent, but, you know, I think he's sitting in a pretty good position.
But he's just sitting there waiting while these guys beat each other up and then come to him, right?
Well, there's at his weight class, there's a challenge tournament, and he's in it, so he'll have to win two or three matches to get to the finals. And then if he gets to the finals and then his opponent is Les Sigmund, then they'll wrestle a best of three series. So it's two matches out of three. So he would have to win two matches to make the team. So he's in the challenge tournament as well. So, you know, he's still going to have a battle on his hands.
1-0, 0-1, 1-0 sudden victory. Craig Zesker joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show with USA Wrestling. For the folks that are not going to be able to make it out to Iowa City, talk about your coverage, Craig, and where folks can keep up to date on the tournament.
NBCOlympics.com is going to have a webcast of the first session both days. And so, you know, fans can follow that, obviously. And we're going to have a webcast of all formats. So you can click on there and, you know, find whoever you're looking for. You know, if you want to watch Burroughs or, you know, or Tervell, or, you know, there's a number of other guys with Nebraska connections. You know, Craig Brester from Howells is wrestling, and there's some Omaha guys, Todd Manili. And then for the finals, the new NBC Sports Network will have those tape delayed. So Saturday's finals will be on Sunday, and then Sunday's finals on Monday on the NBC Sports Network.
That's the old Versus folks or Channel 29 on
right.
Charter. Check it out in your area.
603 on DirecTV.
603 at Tony's house, at the Big Daddy's house. Sounds great, Craig. We appreciate picking your brain here, the best when it comes to wrestling, and always enjoy seeing you down at the state tournament. And enjoy the weekend. Hopefully we can catch up with you again as we get closer to the Olympics.
Sounds good, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Craig Zesker joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show with USA Wrestling and all of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Maybe you want a little lunch on the lighter side. You're cutting weight. You need to make weight. Well, they've got their chicken, apple, and cranberry garden fresh salad perfectly blended with all the yummies. And maybe a nice little icy cool drink or frappe at Burger King.
What was that?
I don't know. at BK, two locations, Kearney. Also, Cozad, North Platte, and Lexington. We'll wrap it up after this.
Hey, it's the Herd. GoToMeeting is becoming a requirement for business pros to collaborate with clients and colleagues. And now you can meet face-to-face all the while online. Take it from me, GoToMeeting is so easy to use. With one click, that's it, you're in a meeting. With GoToMeeting's new HD Faces feature, you can collaborate on documents and presentations in real time. Okay, you see your colleagues. You see their reactions and facial expressions. It's like being in the same room. Adds so much to your meeting. I couldn't believe it. Plus, with GoToMeeting by Citrix, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. I love GoToMeeting. When we used it recently, we were shocked with how the new HD Faces made it seem like everybody was in the same room. I want you to try GoToMeeting with HD Faces today. My listeners can try it free for a month. Don't wait. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin, and be sure to use the promo code Colin.
With the first selection in the NFL draft.
The NFL's top draft picks will earn hundreds of millions of dollars. So you should win at least something. And you can. With Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill Draft Pick'em Contest. Head to Jersey's in Kearney to start your first round draft. Your ability to win will rest on your ability to pick correctly. Remember, Aaron Rodgers even dropped to 24. So study up. It's at Jersey. Also find it on our Facebook page. And ESPN Superstation.com.
Partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with highs around 74. Southwest winds also develop at 10 to 20. Tonight there's a slight chance for a shower of storm developing with a low at 48. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 59.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on the program today. You know, I just one of those things that you kind of get lost in, even if you're a golf fan, and I'm going to be fair here. I'm going to go golf and NASCAR because not a lot of fans of both out there. There are, but not, you know, it's kind of, wouldn't you say they're kind of opposite spectrums?
Golf no, I here, think man. You're, yes. Yeah, I think, I mean, stark contrast, if you will.
Don't see a lot of guys in Earnhardt Jr. Hats out at the golf course.
No.
Not, there are some. They're not usually wearing jackets because it's warm to golf. Anyway. Louis Oosthuizen, after losing in that playoff to Bubba Watson, who somehow isn't the best of the best anymore on SportsCenter because of some stupid-ass bicycle kick in soccer. I'm sorry, soccer fan.
Oh, it's a bicycle kick and then the header.
Is that the most athletic? Apparently, according to ESPN, that is the most athletic sport in the world, soccer. And I'm sure Scott Steinbrook will now text me and tell me that it is. But anyway, Louis Oosthuizen and Charles Schwartzel and a few others, they flew to Malaysia. What's the capital of that? Mr. State Capital Man can be the country of Malaysia.
Malaysia.
Little bear would be called a... Little baby bear in Australia would be called what? Little bear would be what kind of
koala?
Bear?
Koala.
Okay. Kuala Lumpur.
Malaysia. Oh.
Anyway, Oosthuizen goes over there and wins this thing. Schwartzel shoots 8-under the first day, then collapses the second day. They got a storm over there in Malaysia. Yeah, I whatever. But, I mean, Oosthuizen goes over and wins that. I was pushing for him last year. I think the guy could stick around. I think he might be the next big thing. People have wanted to poo-poo that a little bit, but I'm going to stick on my Oosthuizen bandwagon.
A little bit of news. I want to throw another curveball at you here.
Hold on. I got to go with NASCAR.
Okay.
Tony Stewart will be in Nebraska this weekend.
Eagle, Nebraska, and he's going to try and do Friday and Saturday races?
He's supposed to be there Saturday. I know somebody else, was it Kurt Busch? Somebody got rained out there last year. They always seem to get somebody at one of those tracks down there. And Tony Stewart wants to go to the dirt track. Evidently, he won a race there back in 1994.
Came from the dirt track.
Yeah, well.
Like many of them do.
I was going to say, you got to start somewhere. So, there you go.
That's wild stuff.
Tony Stewart, NASCAR fan.
As I walk off or look over to my right, we've got the RFA 1 poster. Tim Elliott, who's won the two times he's fought at RFA, signed this morning by UFC.
Woo!
Dana White and the boys said,
thanks,
Timmy.
Rusty.
Timmy, come to the big leagues. So congratulations. He defeated Little Evil, Jens Pulver, with a knee to the face, the first one. And took care of his opponent the second one. But congratulations, Tim Elliott. Good for you.
All right, let's wrap up the day in sports with this. Huskers' Josh Sheffert, co-Big Ten Baseball Player of the Week.
For what, the fourth time?
Second.
He's always up for it. I mean, he's always
the greatest player in Nebraska baseball history in the Big Ten. Against Ohio State in 3 games, 7-for-14, a home run in each game, 10 total RBIs. Purdue moves up to 16th in Baseball America's rankings, the only Big Ten team ranked, but yikes, that's pretty high for a terrible conference. And they come into Lincoln this weekend. Their coach, scheduled to join us later on this week. We hope to have him for you. Mike Loesky of UNK, the RMAC Pitcher of the Week, throwing the Lopers' first complete game shutout in nearly 3 years against Metro on Friday night. The Lopers are playing makeup games at Fort Hays State tonight. Hastings has makeup doubleheader at Briar Cliff this afternoon. UNK Tennis taking care of Concordia yesterday. Now they head off to the RMAC. And don't forget, folks, ESPNSuperstation.com and jerseys with our NFL Draft Pick'em Contest. All you have to do, kind of like you did for the NCAA basketball tournament, is go onto our website and sign up or pick up your entry form at jerseys and fill it out. We've got a whole bunch of top 60, 70 guys on their list, and then you just write them on down. You don't have to get the team right if there's a trade or anything, but you write them down. The winner's got some great, great prizes. Find out all the details at ESPNSuperstation.com while you're there. Vote on our poll question. Yesterday, are the Dodgers for real? 50% said yes, 50% said no. They're off to a 9-1 start. Here's a good one for today, folks. Which new SEC football team will fare better this year, Missouri or Texas A&M?
I'm going to say Texas A&M, new coach, new quarterback.
I'm going to take Missouri. I'm going to take Missouri just because they're crazy enough to
I think Missouri sucks. I hate it.
Well, that's why. You're just crazy enough. Hey, folks, tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, our Loper Link will include UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires. They've got their Division I tournament coming into town this weekend. We're also, you know what? We're going to be tracking down Jim Bovee, Hastings College baseball coach, as they're turning the corner here in their season. It's winding down for everybody, and they're going to have some work to do if they want to get back to the national tournament like they did last year. But we're going to be tracking down quite a few folks as the week progresses. And we want to thank Mike Caputo, former Nebraska center, for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show as he prepares for the NFL draft and working out with Will Shields and Craig Sesker from USA Wrestling, previewing this weekend's Olympic trials Saturday and Sunday in Iowa City. If you miss any of our interviews, go to the podcast and you can hear them again or hear them for the first time, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of the Loft at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Sun Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.